This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Chris Witz. It's great to share these few moments. Today, there are packages for almost everything. Anything to do with your body, mind, or spirit, it can be offered to you in a package. Holiday packages, healthy living, free information packages, buy one, get one free, all these sorts of packages. And they're all being wrapped up by experts who know just what we need in life. Political packages, well, there's solutions to all sorts of problems on a state and national level. There's consumer tax, tourism, welfare, and other packages. And our political leaders sell these to the public, winning support for their particular party. Well, package deals are, I guess, something that we're fairly used to. Now, there are plenty of these package deals to choose from. Many of the packages are put together. They're tied up in with pretty paper, as it were. Others come with loose ends dangling. So time proves some to be unworkable, unacceptable, and not all they're supposed to be. So whether the ingredients are good or not, the public is pretty sceptical about these deals. Well, the long uphill road to national material prosperity must now be cluttered with lots of discarded packages, and lots of things that seemed attractive at the time become unattractive. They've been thrown away by the same people who, now disillusioned, continue to look for specials through the years. Various people or groups of people are being blamed for the unhappy state of the economy and around the world. There are those who disregard the law because they're rebellious, they're unhappy about what's happening. And there are accusations that the standard of living is declining through lack of action against things like unemployment and social evils. So all these sorts of things are nothing new. But did you realise too that some people actually blame God for allowing things to happen? There's a cartoon, and the artist depicts in the cartoon two people talking together. Now, one is saying that he sometimes feels like asking God why he allows people to suffer and allows evil things to flourish. And so the other person says, well, why don't you ask God? And the reply comes back, because I'm afraid that God might ask me the same question. I think that's an interesting thought. What part do we play? What can we do to bring about some healing in our world? And despite the gloom and the doom news, there is sometimes some good news about what good people do to try and bring healing. So what I'm saying here, that God is not to blame. It's people who go about hating and killing others, people who rob or injure others, or in many instances oppress and put down people. So out of the human heart come all these evil acts. But it's not all about disillusionment, because God, by his grace, has done something about the plight of people. He's provided what, for we could say, this one could be a package deal. And this is a wonderful package deal that you won't read about anywhere else. It's a deal prepared in heaven, and it guarantees peace and goodwill on earth and everlasting life in eternity. Now, this package deal is God's package deal. It's not hard to understand. There's no small type or hidden contracts there. It's a two-part package deal. The first part was completed when God sent Jesus Christ to save the world, and that means you and me and everyone else, to save us from sin and eternal death. That's the first part. Now, the second part of the package deal is yet to be fully completed by me or you. And what is it? It says in the Bible from Mark chapter 12, verse 30-31, to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength, and to love your neighbour as you love yourself. So that's really a tremendous life-changing package, and it's possible. It's good news for everyone. And you can ask a Christian person that you might know to explain further. But it's a wonderful deal, a real package deal. Father God, you rescue us from sin and you raise us to new life. Thank you that our past can be forgiven, things that we've done, Lord. They can be forgotten through Jesus who died for our sins, so we can be forgiven and know that you have forgotten our past as well. We know that peace in our hearts is assured when our sins are covered through the righteousness of Jesus Christ. And we thank you for this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.